are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
Hi, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. You know, I had a patient yesterday that was kind of worried about her sons because she said they're always competitive, almost too competitive. All they do is one-up each other. Of course, one's younger than the other. The other wants to maintain that he's older. The younger one wants to, you know, prove himself. And she was a little worried, you know, that these boys are going to kill each other one day. And, you know, it's interesting. I got two boys. And, you know, I don't think they like each other very much. You know, I mean, I didn't like my brothers and sisters growing up. We get along now, you know, because we're adults. And because now I'm the same size as my sister, so she can't beat up on me. And my brother, I know how to wield a prescription pad. And I know how to, you know, put people into a home if I have to. So at least I'm able to garner the fear. And I think I, even though I'm not the oldest or the youngest in my family, I'm one of the middle kids, I've been able to garner enough fear in my siblings that I hold a position of power. So I'm good. But, you know, what do you do as a parent when you see a couple kids that look like they want to kill each other? Well, they do. Okay, and you know, they may even say it, which is kind of scary, okay, because, you know, nowadays, if somebody says, I want to kill you, I mean, we lock them up because we really don't know if they're going to do it. I mean, seeing kids go to schools and shoot people up, et cetera, it's frightening. But if you think back to when you were growing up, I mean, you know, you probably wanted to kill your brother and sister. I never wanted to kill them. I just wanted them away from me in another state, in another country, on another planet. And so, you know, when it comes to sibling rivalry, don't panic at first. Just assess what the situation is, okay? Because, you know, there's nobody more on this world that knows how to get under your skin. A mother-in-law's here, right? Never mind. Okay. But the second most common, I gotta be careful because my husband sometimes in the studio. The second most common relative or person, not even a boss, it's your sibling. Brothers and sisters know you so damn well, especially your older sibling, because they, I think, left some sort of tracking device or microphone or something in the womb. So then when your mom gave birth to you, they already had all this information on you. They already know you. And then the older sibling likes to manipulate what you do learn. Now, remember, the older sibling will always be like, oh, great, I got a younger brother and sister, right? They act all nice and fine, which is smart. Okay, by the way, if any of you guys are 3-4 years old right now, okay, and mommy and daddy are about to have a baby. It's strategy. Okay, act like you are going to be mommy's and daddy's helper and that you are going to be the trustworthy one. And that's what they do, right? Okay, trust me. I got it. I'm your secondhand man. Okay? Well, mom and dad are exhausted because they got the baby. They're like, all right, good. Okay, well, we got Johnny Jr. here, and Johnny Jr. is going to help us out. Good. Okay, so Johnny Jr., you're in charge. Oh, when my sister got the staff or the, what is it, the trident, right, to be in charge, I just looked at my parents like, why are you trusting her? And she would look at me with evil eyes, and my parents would leave, and now she's in charge. I was a dead woman. Oh my gosh, no, I didn't get the vitamins I was supposed to in my meal. I ate whatever got thrown on the floor. That was my dinner. Now, of course, I was the tattletale. So in my family, I was the vocal one. I know it was kind of a shock. No, I was actually the vocal one in my family. So when my parents came home, I tattled. And, well, they said this, and George said this, and they said this, and that's why I need to be in charge. Wait, I'm in charge. Okay, now, what my parents did, though, is they didn't condone tattling. We all got a whooping. And it wasn't good. So my brother and sister learned to shut me up, saying, okay, look, okay, here's the thing. Okay? Mom and Dad are going to beat all our butts. So let's just come up with a story of what happened tonight. Okay? Meanwhile, I'm picking bugs and cricket poop out of my mac and cheese, and I'm sitting there getting the raw end of the deal. But the thing is, you know, we got through it. Once we learned what the beatings could be like, we got through it, and I realized not to tattle that much. But, you know, did I hate my sister and brother? And oh, hell yeah. Now, I got two brothers. I got, they're both younger than me, but one is a lot older than the other one. The other one, the little baby, I was already out of the house by the time he was a toddler. So he could do no wrong. He's like the baby of the family. But the other brother, my other sister, ooh, leave me alone. So we didn't get along for years, you know, and still, we're still emotionally scarred by the crap we did to each other. I mean, it's that bad. So don't worry about sibling rivalry. That happens. However, you need to take extremely serious the kill word, or I want you to die statement. Okay? You have to. You have to take that stuff seriously. And boy, do you need to jump on that puppy faster than anything. Because you need to make sure that these kids can control their anger. And you just don't know. Yeah, people would say that all the time. Oh my gosh, I'm so mad I could just kill somebody. No, okay, you can't say that anymore. Because now we assume you're going to kill somebody. So no, you do have to jump on top of that. And I don't think it's a bad idea to get some family therapy, etc. You know, what to do when your brother or sister really, really ticks you off. Where you go to cool down, time out, who do you get to intervene? You know, both of my kids, I feel very comfortable knowing that they are mature enough to probably, if I didn't have a babysitter, handle things, but there is no way I would ever leave them without a babysitter, even at their ages, because they'll fight. You just can't. Those two will fight, and you always need a mediator. So that would be my first suggestion. Make sure that you have some sort of a mediator always there. Don't leave those two alone. And then, of course, competition. Competition is good. I'm very competitive. I had to be competitive. All I do is like to compete. I'm competing all the time. I do. I compete for the bathroom in the morning. I compete for the hot water from the shower. I still compete with my brother and sister, right, for my mom's affection. But then that changed pretty quickly to competing to be as far away from my mother as possible. The problem is I'm kind of, my mom lives in the same town as I do. But there's always a competition. So competition is healthy. You just want to make sure it doesn't go too far. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who is working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. I see you guys have been donating, and I am so excited. Thank you guys so much. For those of you that don't know, we're raising money to help kids fight blood cancer through the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, and we're asking for any donation that you can. Please, please go to my website at drdahlia.com. There's a link, Help Fight Blood Cancer, where you can donate through PayPal, credit card, etc. We really, really do appreciate it. Anything you guys could give, $5, $25, $2,500, or whatever you guys could do, OMG, please. These kids really need money. And they really need help for their medical expenses. And, research, okay? The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society helps fund so much research for these cancers. So, please go to my website at drdahlia.com, follow the links for the blood cancer, and click the red buttons to donate. Very easy, very safe. If not, you could always mail a check to the Dr. Dahlia Show, title it for Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, please, okay? Because I don't want to cash the check. I could get in trouble. Yeah, don't make a check out to Dr. Dahlia. Make it out to the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. This way you get to, you know, put on your taxes. If you make a check out to me, people will think there's some sort of a sexual exchange, and we got to be careful with that, okay? We don't want to bring that up again. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, those of you that have an ACL repair may be more likely to have knee arthritis. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about how the CDC is ready and on standby to help stop and assist with this deadly Ebola virus going on in Africa. We're going to talk about that. Then we have doctors that are using this technique where if you are on your way to dying, they have you in this purgatory. Doctors are able to put you in this, even though it's not true purgatory, put you in this state where you're between life and death, okay? And in order to save your life, we'll talk about that. That's kind of pretty cool. Then the CDC is now saying in total, 1 in 68 kids are being diagnosed with autism. Remember, it was 1 in 110. Then it was 1 in 88. Even though we found in boys, it was like 1 in 58. It was more common in boys. But total boys and girls, 1 in 88 children with autism spectrum disorder. Now they're saying 1 in 68 children. Now, when I went to school, there was about 35 kids in my classroom. That would mean out of every two classrooms, one child with autism spectrum disorder. I'd actually think it's even higher than that. I think it's even higher than that. So we need to talk about that. And then I also heard that there was a cat. I think it was a cat. This is the first of its kind. A cat spreads tuberculosis to a human. Actually, to two humans. What the hell are these cats doing to us? I know the cats are killing us. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Oh, this is interesting. Oh, we got to talk about this. Okay, Joe Biden. All right, I know it's Joe Biden, okay? And, you know, if you notice, not a lot of people are making fun of Joe Biden that much anymore because they don't have to. I mean, this whole Obama administration has been the biggest joke with Obamacare. So now Joe Biden, he's kind of not getting a lot of press. So until today, okay, I guess Joe Biden has admitted that the reason why he has such a youthful complexion is because he uses facial products from Clinique. Apparently, Vice President, he taped an episode of the Rachel Ray Show to promote Obamacare enrollment, and he said that his wife, Dr. Jill Biden, got him to start using the SPF 20, you know, the sunscreen factor 20, in moisturizer and creams. He says, on Jill's instructions about 5 years ago, she said I should use Clinique. Oh, an advertisement for Clinique. Oh, my gosh. And there's a men's version that has an SPF 20. She was worried about my face. I'd be more worried about his boss. So she's worried about my face. So I do whatever Jill tells me. I'm sorry. I like Joe. I always have. I think he is a trip. He's handsome. He's funny. I like this guy. When he talks, I listen. And he loves his wife. I think that's so cool. Right? And I don't really think he had that much to do with Obamacare. I think between Pelosi, I think we could cut Joe Biden some slack. In fact, I like Joe Biden so much that I would rather he run for president than Hillary Clinton. Yeah. Wouldn't that be nice? Wouldn't that make us all happy if Joe Biden ran for president instead of Hillary Clinton? Yeah. So I'm a Joe supporter here. Okay, anyway, for those of you that want to look like Joe Biden and have the smooth, crisp complexion that he has, there's an oil-free formula that sells for $25 at Macy's. Okay, you know, it's interesting. Some people say that our vice presidents and our presidents should not be on TV. They should not be doing interviews, but they should every now and then come on the Dr. Dahlia Show. That would be nice. Can we please have a high-ranking politician on my show, please? But you know what? I think it's cool. I think it's endearing. You know, I didn't really remember much positive about the George Bush senior presidency because we were so freaked out about the Persian Gulf War and there being a draft and you know, because I was in my 20s. But I got to tell you, seeing President Bush come on Saturday Night Live, right? I guess Dana Carvey was there making fun of, you know, doing his impression of George Bush Sr., right? And then George Bush comes on going, Dana, I don't make that sound. I don't do, what the hell are you doing up there? And then Dana Carvey looking like he's peeing in his pants, even though, you know, that was all set up. To me, that was really endearing. I think we've learned and come to realize that we don't want people out of our range, out of our, range is probably a good word for it. I mean, why do you think Twitter is so damn popular? It's because Hugh Jackman is just not in the movies. You could feel like Hugh Jackman is conversing with you because of a tweet. You know what I mean? If these tweets are really these guys' tweets, and you follow them and you answer them back, you feel like you have a connection, and some of these guys will actually talk to you. They will actually talk to you back. And some of them, they just post, or they have somebody that posts for them, and then that's all said and done. But it's very important. I mean, you know, one of the reasons why my show became popular, and I know I'm still shocked that I even have a national show, because, you know, Lord knows I don't have any broadcasting talent. But I think it's because I made doctors appear to be very approachable. We want to be approachable. Our poop does stink, just like everybody else's. In fact, we probably need to talk about that, how much, you know, our poop does stink. Okay, I mean, now some of you don't like that. Some of you love the idea of people being unattainable. Sometimes, like the royal family, let's say, okay, you know, Princess Di and Prince Charles, knowing you will never meet him or touch him, but only see them on TV, sometimes romanticizes it. And the reason why I bring that up is some of you guys have gone to the Pawn Stars shop. Now, I love Pawn Stars. I'm still glorified and in awe by them. I think these guys absolutely rock. But some of you say, once you come to Vegas, you go through the store, and then you leave the store, it just doesn't seem as exciting as it once did, right? You know, it's like, you know, you're attracted to somebody across the room. You've been, you know, attracted to them from afar. Finally, you get to date them or whatever, and then it's just not exciting anymore. So sometimes just, you know, having that interaction does seem to bring things down a notch. And then the other thing that I notice, and I have trouble with some of my fans with this too, is they think they have a relationship with you that they don't. And then they get mad because they think they're entitled to some sort of relationship. So, like, for example, you know, it'll be someone's birthday on Facebook. And I think it's really cool that I actually, you know, try to connect with my listeners and I say, hey, say happy birthday. Well, somebody was upset that that's all I said. I didn't personalize it more. You know, and then that starts to freak you out going, come on, people. I barely say happy birthday to my siblings. You know, cut me some slack. So it's kind of interesting. It's, as far as I'm concerned, absolutely having public officials, you know, that are having some PR problems coming on these shows are fine. Now, should we have anybody rock out or rap or do something? No. I think you should act presidential, vice presidential, candidate potential. You still should have some, you know, element of professionalism, you know, et cetera. But I think it's cool. All right. Don't go away. We'll be right back. I think I hear the music. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOC. DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. And if you go to my website at drdahlia.com, you could email me questions, email me comments, and of course you could throw in a little donation to kids with blood cancer through the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. You could just throw a donation. Okay. I am, hey, come on. When else am I going to tell you guys to do it? Do you want me to call you at your house to ask you guys to donate? No, I'm going to do it online. This was an interesting question. We had a caller from Donald asking to talk about butt pain. Why do butts hurt and what do you do for butt pain? Now, I would really love to have this person on air to ask because I'd really like to know what part of the butt. Some of us have a very large surface area to our butt, okay? You got your gluteus maximus, Lunimus medius. You have the fissure, intergluteal cleft. You have, I'm just going through the anatomy. Remember, it's been a while since I've been in medical school. You got the intergluteal cleft. Then you have anus, rectum. Then it goes up to sigmoid colon, and then your descending colon, transverse, ascending, etc. So when somebody says butt pain, usually they're talking about probably the anal or rectal area. Now, that could be very, very frustrating. Okay, I should really do a show on butt pain. Because that, you know, people are like, oh my gosh, it's such a pain in the butt. Oh, this is such a pain in the butt. Where did that come from? Because I got to be honest with you. I've had headaches. I've had toothaches. I've had sinus infections. A pain in the butt, you would think, would be a little less trying. I think a little less painful. My mom would always say that, oh my gosh, quit being a pain in the, well, she wouldn't say butt, she'd say the other word, but she's like, you're being a pain in the butt, get out of here, you're being a pain in the butt. And then my father would be like, oh, leave me alone, you pain in the, leave me alone. And so anyway, I don't know if I'm allowed to say the A word on air, so I won't. But anyway, butt pain. Okay, so if you have butt pain, my guess as a doctor is it's anal or rectal area. So that could be a hemorrhoid. And we've talked about hemorrhoids where you have an insufficiency of the valves of the veins surrounding the rectum, and you get pooling and inflammation, and hemorrhoids could be very itchy. They could be very painful. You could also have fissures. You could have tears in there. You can have infection, you know, colitises. Sometimes certain bowel infections could cause pain. You know, sometimes butt pain could actually be from the prostate. Some of you guys that have, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLY. Yep, talk about butt pain. Sometimes though, but this is serious stuff because some of you, I mean, my butt is kind of hurting right now. Just thinking about it, sometimes if you're prostate, if you have, let's say, prostatitis, sometimes you will feel pain in the rectal area. Because the prostate is inflamed and you have the referred pain, and the referred pain coming from a more visceral internal organ will spray out, will fan out a larger area. So if you're having butt pain, somebody's got to take a look at your rectum. Now, have I seen shingles? Have I seen herpetic skin herpes? Have I seen certain viral things? Absolutely. I mean, you could have pain along the skin part. You could have a muscle soreness. You could have an SI, sacroiliitis. I mean, you know, there could be some more musculoskeletal, but you need to make sure to talk to the doctor if it's anything rectal, because or anal or whatever, because that has to be looked at. That has to be addressed. If you're having any bleeding, you need to see a GI doctor, so don't mess around with that, okay? That's butt pain. Yeah, 101. Maybe next time we'll do butt pain 102. We'll get kind of, you know, really, really deep into the fissures. You know, good anal fistula is always a really good topic. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Okay, so, oh boy, gosh, I don't know which one I want to talk about here. No, I don't want to talk about that one. Okay, really quickly here. Vitamin D deficiency. We know it's been linked to cancer. We know it's been linked to a variety of issues. There's a new study saying, look, you're going to be more at risk for coronary artery disease and more severe heart disease. Now, the findings aren't derivative, but they found that people low in vitamin D are more at risk for arteriosclerosis. Clogged arteries or arteriosclerosis can lead to heart attack. The study showed an association between vitamin D levels and heart disease, but it did not show a cause and effect link. Now, why is that? Is it because many of us that don't play outside and we sit home and we play video games, aren't exercising, we're not getting sun? So that you know, it could just all kind of be anecdotal, but still. Researchers examined 1,500 patients and found that 70% of those undergoing angiography. Angiography is really cool, where they shoot a dye in and they are able to see with the dye the narrowing of the arteries. That is really, really cool. An angiogram. By the way, if any of you guys ever want something for your birthday, don't ask for soap on a rope or a tie. Ask for an angiogram. And they found that there were deficient levels in vitamin D in 70% of those needing the angiography, because they obviously, we don't just angiography normal people, we angiography people, not normal, but unaffected people, asymptomatic, we check them for people who are at high risk. They said patients with levels low enough to be considered deficient had had a 32% greater risk of coronary artery disease and an almost 20% greater risk of the most severe level of the disease, meaning you guys are really screwed. And those with the lowest level of vitamin D are almost twice as likely to suffer from clogged arteries. Okay, you know what? Let's just stop here. Are you guys as sick of this as I am? Okay, we're low in vitamin D. We get it. Okay, we get it. When you're low in vitamin D, you're screwed. When you have high cholesterol, you're screwed. If you have diabetes, you're screwed. If you drink soda, if you play video games, if you're not getting the exercise. You know, I hope to high heaven that I am really not depressing you guys to the point where you think that you're at the point of no return. Okay, I mean, you know, if I actually listen to my show, and sometimes I actually do listen to, sometimes I do listen to replays. If I actually listen to the show, and I, you know, listen to all the stuff I don't do that I have to do, I would probably just throw in the towel. Okay, so baby steps, just baby steps, guys, okay? A little vitamin with some vitamin D. Let's do that, okay? Get a little bit of exercise. Make sure you're getting your arteries checked, and no soap on a rope. I want you to get an angiogram. Good. Okay, well, you don't have to get an angiogram, but make sure you get at least an EKG, and then from there, maybe get a stress test or have a cardiologist see you. I really worry about the heart with you guys. Okay, now this kind of worries me because I got 3 cats and 2 dogs, and this is the first time ever we have heard that tuberculosis has been spread from cat to human. In a report published Thursday, Public Health England said it concluded tuberculosis samples taken from a cat and from 2 people in contact with the cat were indistinguishable, and that the cat was considered to be the likely source of infection. You see, when I read this, I think the people gave it to the cat. Okay, I don't know what kind of a cat this is, but my cats stay as far away from me as possible unless I have to feed them. And one likes to nibble on my toe. So who goes to whom more? Usually people will go up to their kitty cats and they'll find their little whiskers on those and they'll do kissy. Okay, you see, to me, that would have been the source of infection because cats rarely, now, yes, you do have some cats that like to jump on the bed and then they like to sit on your face. Sometimes they do that. But for the most part, these cats are cold, they're distant, they're selfish, So anyway, I guess between December 2012 and last April, veterinarians identified tuberculosis in 9 pet cats, and this was in London. Public Health England said the risk of further spread from cats to humans is very low. Now, tuberculosis, which we'll talk about after the break, this is big because it kills about 1 million people worldwide. You know, many of you that have to work in a food industry, you have to get your TB test, kills about 1 million people worldwide. Cough, coughing of blood, excessive sweating, weight loss, etc. It's a pretty deep disease. So hold on 1 second. We got break and then we'll come back. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
self-reliance.
Survival supplies.
Survival skills.
National experts.
Get it all at the only free-to-attend national event exclusively for preppers.
This spring in Tulsa.
It's the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo.
A must-be-there event.
Presented by American Living. This massive expo will include special guests.
David Mays from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers.
Plus, GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach via live video conference.
Hear Dr. Bones,
Nurse Amy, and members of the American Prepper Network,
along with many other leading national experts.
Learn life-saving tips, CPR, how to handle crisis situations,
walk through a bomb shelter, and much, much more.
Two big days, April 5th and 6th at the Tulsa Expo Square in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
That's April 5th and 6th. Doors open at 9 a.m. with absolutely free admission.
Don't miss the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, America's largest emergency preparedness event.
Get your free tickets now.
NPSExpo.com.
That's NPSExpo.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DACADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we're talking about this report out of Great Britain where a cat gave two people tuberculosis. I know. You know what? I don't know what I would do. If my cats did that, here's the problem. I love my cats so much. You know, even though they really get on my last nerves and they cause butt pain, right? They're a pain in the butt. I love them, and I would probably, I'd probably treat them. I mean, they're my cats, you know. Would I hold them anymore? Would I give them kissy-kissy? Probably not. Tuberculosis scares me. Tuberculosis really, really does. So just to recap, tuberculosis is actually from a bacteria. It's not viral. It's not fungal. A lot of people think tubers or whatever. No, it's not fungal, nothing like that. It's bacterial. And usually tuberculosis is spread from one person to another. Remember in the olden days they talked about consumption and how consumption would kill people? Consumption was tuberculosis, and it is transmitted through droplet transmission, coughing, sneezing, etc. And I have one cat that sneezes a lot, okay, but she doesn't cough. Remember I told you there was a cat that gave a woman the bubonic plague? You'll hear about that. Cats will give their owners bubonic plague. If you thought cats were evil, you know, it makes you wonder. Even though I really love my little babies, they're so cute, especially like from tummy. Okay, so anyway. They noticed that tuberculosis started to rise again in 1985. Now, we did really, really well with tuberculosis. We really knocked tuberculosis off its butt with our antibiotics and what we've been able to do. But why would it resurge by the mid-80s? Because of HIV. The virus that causes AIDS weakens the immune system, so you have a tougher time fighting and preventing TB from setting up shop. So, by the 90s, we, again, started to get more control over it. However, we're starting to see more resistant strains. Now, you could have active tuberculosis or latent tuberculosis. And for any of you that want a quick, good medical student review, go to mayoclinic.com. I'm a huge fan of the Mayo Clinic website here. It really breaks it down nice, and the font is nice. I think they use a 14-point font, even with Arial Black. You know, the Arial Black is a nice, bigger, girthy font, so I could read it better. Active TB is when you are sick, you're spreading it to others. You could be active within the first few weeks of infection, etc. But latent TB is scary, because latent TB, you just carry the bacteria around, like herpes, right? You know, you just carry it around. It stays inactive, no symptoms, and then sometimes it could reactivate. So you have no flipping clue, and then all of a sudden you start coughing all over the airplane, etc. They think that one-third of the world's population is walking around now with latent TB, one-third. That is huge. So what are the signs of active tuberculosis? Because latent, there may be no signs. You could have the coughing, the fever, a bloody cough. Sometimes if there's blood in the cough, loss of appetite, night sweats, weight loss. You know, and so a lot of times it's confused with pneumonia, or it's confused with a bronchitis. You know, some of you will cough up a little bit of blood with bronchitis, and everybody freaks out and they quarantine you. It's very easy to tell if you've been exposed to tuberculosis. They could do it. Yeah, they may quarantine you until they get some of the results back, but still. Okay, so tuberculosis is not just a lung issue. Tuberculosis could also go to the brain, the spine, the kidneys, etc., and that could be pretty, pretty serious stuff. The drug-resistant tuberculosis is what's kind of scaring us, okay? We came out with antibiotics about 60 years ago to fight tuberculosis. You bet your butt that the bacteria has figured out how to be more resistant. Plus, now more of us have diabetes, more of us have end-stage kidney disease, because we have older, we have much more of an older population than a younger population, as well as all the crap that we've eaten. We have many more people on chemotherapy and cancer treatment because they're living long enough to get the cancer, you know, rather than dying of a heart attack in their 40s. We're seeing more people with cancer, etc. You're more at risk for tuberculosis if you've had a transplant. Why? Because you're on immunosuppressants to be able to maintain those transplanted organs, etc. We used to never have drugs for rheumatoid arthritis. Now we do. Crohn's disease, psoriasis, etc. Just even being older or younger, any of these could put you at risk for having a weakened immune system and therefore at risk for tuberculosis. Now, some of you say, what about travel? Where do I have to be careful about traveling? Well, anywhere there's tuberculosis, whether it's United States, etc. But you do see certain clusters in sub-Saharan Africa, in Mexico, China, India, maybe Micronesia, parts of the former Soviet Union. But, you know, what I always recommend is whenever you're going overseas to make sure that you, you know, check in with the health department or the CDC to see if there's any new clusters, etc. Now, you know, what should you do if you've been exposed? Well, always go to the doctor. They could test you. There's even a blood test. There's the TB skin test. You know, the TB skin test we like to do where we inject it subcutaneously. By the way, if ever you guys need to practice on injections, your subcutaneous injection is one of the easiest and the most fun. Don't forget Bevel Up, but don't be doing this. Make sure you have a doctor or nurse helping you or a medical provider helping you. But anyway, it's just right below the skin. You get this little baby bubble, and it looks so cute. You get a little bubble, and you're like, ah, there's a little bubble, right? And then in the next couple days, if that starts to swell, okay, and you have a raised hard bump, that means you've been exposed to tuberculosis, or you have antibodies to it because your body recognized it and immediately formed some sort of a defense mechanism. But sometimes you have people who were, like in the Philippines, vaccinated for tuberculosis, and they always show up positive. So there's a blood test we could do. There's X-ray we could do. There's a sputum test where we kind of have you cough into a container, and we take that stuff and we test it, so we could do that. And then sometimes if you've been exposed and you don't know what the hell you've gotten and you think you're exposed, sometimes we'll just put you on prophylactic medication. You know, the isoniazid, the rifampin, etc. But even these could have side effects. You know, some of the tuberculosis medications could kind of make you lose your appetite, nauseous, etc., cause you to have dark urine, you know. So I usually recommend that if you think you've been exposed to tuberculosis, definitely talk to your medical provider. If you think somebody in the vicinity had it, you know, make a call to the school or to the airlines, etc., and say, look, I just want to let you know, somebody looked pretty bad, okay? I'd like to find out if they ended up having tuberculosis or not. Usually, if somebody is diagnosed with tuberculosis, it does go to the local health department. So what happens is the local health department then turns around and goes, okay, where have you been? Have you traveled anywhere? So that they can then notify the airlines and other health departments, etc. So I got to admit, I think the health departments and the local health departments, they really have their poop together. I'm pretty impressed with that. Okay, now, one of the reasons we also have drug-resistant tuberculosis is some of you guys that are on a six-month regimen or a one-year regimen, you take it half-assed, right? And you don't take your medicine regularly, you don't finish the treatment, and then what happens? These bacteria go, well, wait a second, if I wasn't killed, you know, with this one course of antibiotics, then I guess I'm strong, it makes progeny, etc. Please be, if you could tolerate the medicines and it's prescribed and it's not hurting you, and, you know, please take it to its fullest, because that is extremely important. Now, if any of you do have a weird cough, okay, in the meantime, before you guys can get that figured out, make sure you wear a mask. Cover it up. We talked about coughing into your elbow crease, your, what do we call that? It's called the antecubital fossa. You know that little soft area opposite your elbow that you can flex, bend? Right. No, when you cough into that, I don't understand why you guys do that. That just really doesn't do anything but just dissipate it around your arm and still in the air. You need to really cough, cup, and then just, you know what, just leave. If you're coughing, just leave. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. When we come back, more Dr. Dahlia. Don't go away, please.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.